Summertime and the living is easy, especially if you have some sweet corn. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we talk with an aspiring hip-hop artist we met while waiting for a bus at the Wichita Transit Center.
Generally, I started writing in middle school, but I never liked to perform because I was shy. But I grew out of it because I had the story.
But first, there's little this summer that could be defined as normal. The few activities that haven't been canceled are taking place with great caution and lots of social distancing. But a bit of normalcy arrived 2 weeks ago when the green and yellow Gaddard Farm sweet corn stands began sprouting up across the Wichita area. I stopped by the stand near Central and West one recent morning. By 9:30, it was already getting customers, and it wasn't even open yet.
Are you open?
I didn't know if you were open or not.
No, you're good. You're good.
Employee Ben Pancratz has been here for about 30 minutes, helping unload the day's produce. Massive red tomatoes, crates of watermelon and cantaloupe, and of course, that summer staple, sweet corn. 25 boxes each bursting with 52 delicious ears.
I had 30 on Saturday, but at our other stands you'll see anywhere from 40 to 90 boxes, just depending on the stand location. And before the 4th of July, we were open July 1st, and every single day before the 4th, including the 4th we were open, we sold out too.
Gaddard Farms runs 11 stands in 7 cities, including Wichita, Newton, Hutchinson, and, as of this year, Salina. It's also a mainstay at 2 area farmers markets. The corn is picked at 3 a.m. from the 100-acre operation in Bueller, then delivered fresh to the stands, where it's bagged and sold.
13 ears. There is a dozen, but then we throw in a free ear. So we really give them a baker's dozen.
This is how Gaddard Farms has sold corn for more than 30 years, since Tanya Martisco and her sister began selling in front of their grandparents' house as kids.
We were younger elementary kids, and sitting on our grandparents' front steps and along the porch in downtown Bueller, we were happy to get 10 customers a day. And I think our parents saw a future in that. Our parents saw that there's something here that people want. And as we got older, we just took more responsibility for it all the time. And it just became a real business eventually.
The business now employs more than 50 summer workers. And in recent years, Martisco says sales have gotten a boost from the growing farm-to-table movement.
I think people are just looking for local, homegrown produce. And with a variety of produce, we don't sell just sweet corn. We have basically our whole farmer's market right there at one location. And when they are looking for that homegrown local produce, we have it there for them.
And it's what keeps customers like Meredith Vaughn coming back, summer after summer.
Tell me about the corn.
Oh my gosh, it's seriously the best corn I've had. It's anytime I see the stand, I stop. Yeah, not like every time, but definitely the first time I see it of the summer, I stop and get corn.
It's almost like a rite of summer, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It certainly is. Yeah.
For more on Gaddard Farms, including photos, go to KMEW.org. You just never know who you'll meet at a bus stop in Wichita. Like maybe a cook who's also a budding entertainer. Beth Goulet has more in this month's En Route.
While En Route typically features conversations on the bus, I met Robert Jones while waiting for the bus at the Wichita Transit Center.
Today I'll be riding Route 21. I'll be going to work, most definitely, at Homegrown Kitchen. I'm an upcoming recording artist also. Coming live to you from Wichita Transit, let's get it. Off the wall, it's time to blow, we finna blow up, let's go. It's hip-hop, everything's from the heart. It's not boogie boogie bang bang. If you hear it, you will be touched. And it all comes from an intellectual perspective, you know. Generally, I started writing in middle school, but I never liked to perform because I was shy. But I grew out of it because I had the story. Went to Wilbur, Northwest, Southeast, and South. My stage name is Off the Wall, and it's been a blow. Everything is going good. I started out when I was in high school, and I learned the business within, as in community-wise, as you want your people to be with you. So in Atlanta, they call it rush and flush. So you create your music, and you give it away for free. That way you create your own buzz about you. And then next thing you know, everybody's shopping with you because you're a hometown favorite. So
it's difficult to visit with someone these days without the COVID-19 pandemic working its way into the conversation, especially when evidence of that pandemic is literally staring you in the face.
I do wear a mask because it can spread fast, and it's best that everybody has a mask. That way it can keep contained within if they do have. But I do prefer everybody to wear one, most definitely. Because you never know. It's like we all afraid of something we can't see. Everything going on in the U.S. or around the world, I would say history repeats itself. You know, we call it Vujade, something that's familiar to you, but you're looking at it in a new way. So that's how we have to go about nowadays, Vujade.
Beth Goulet goes en route with transit riders across Wichita. Listen for a new conversation each month. And one last thing. Happy birthday to Wichita, which turns 150 years old on Tuesday. The air capital of the world, the peerless princess of the plains, Duda, whatever you call our fair city, Wichita was incorporated on July 21, 1870, and named for the Native American tribe that lived here. The city has given the world, among other things, Beech and Cessna aircraft, Coleman camping equipment, mentholatum, Pizza Hut, and White Castle. Here's hoping the next 150 years are even more interesting and just as rewarding. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Luann Stevens. Torrin Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.